Do you want to discover the path to find your peace, love, purpose, and happiness? Then get ready for a time of healing radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I join Dr. Pat every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and help you, the listeners, understand the journey of your own healing to enlightenment. Learn about the buried gifts within us all and explore body, mind, and spirit through the show's unique blending of spirit and earth. Get in touch with the deeper purpose within as I share the story and tools needed to enhance and enrich your life. Ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you on A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, now.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here with the most amazing Felice Diana. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. For those of you, I want to thank everybody out there for all of the emails y'all have been sending about some of the things we're doing. And some of the feedback you've been giving us has been just fantastic. And I want to say we don't have a way to get back to all of you, but I know Nate is super working on a way for us to open up our text messaging format. So we're really excited about that for next year. And, you know, part of this, though, for us is looking at where we want to go, but where you want to go. And that's the most exciting part of everything we're doing. That's what Felice does, too. That's what today is about. You know, when we look at where we are and we think about our lives, you know, this show is called A Time of Healing Radio. And, you know, what Felice is talking about today, I think, is one of the most important ideas for us to embed, not just in our consciousness, but in our daily lives. And it's really important to look at what the spiritual truths are. You know, there is truth and then there's truth. And for many of us, there is not a single word that I could think of, maybe integrity, that is more controversial than the truth. But when we talk about spiritual truths, we're entering a whole different arena. Many spiritual centers, many religions have truth elements. For growing up as Catholic, it is the commandments. But today, we're going to hear a different direction, perhaps a different way to unveil the authentic you and to really infuse spiritual truth based on the work of Felice Diana with some sacred power. Felice, it's great to have you here.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, this is a tough one, right? Because
yes.
We're not talking about like average everyday truth.
No.
That is a tough one for everyone. All you have to do is turn on the news and you can get a big dose of that.
Yes.
Tell us what spiritual truth means to you.
So spiritual truths to me are the truth of our purpose here, why we're here, how do we return to our source, how do we become reflection of that source, the energy that we are so freely given to use that fuels our life, and what we are here to do, what I believe we're here is, the spiritual truth is, for me, the biggest one is that we are here to play our part. We each have a part to play. Without getting in alignment with your true self, you can never really truly discover what your part is in it. But we all have a part, and we can take the energy that we're given as the fuel, and we can twist it and make it negative. And what our job is, and it's not an easy task, because there are so many temptations in everything in life. Everything we do, every choice we make, we have to become consciously aware of our choices, and we do have to take it to a positive side. We have to act positively, and it's different in each decision we're making, but nevertheless, we have to act positively. That is the only way we will follow the path to our true selves. When you start behaving negatively mm-hmm. and turn the energy negatively, you move away from that. It's almost whatever it is for you, whether it's God, spirit, creator, universe, whatever you call it. When you turn that energy negatively and you're doing it consciously, you're aware what you're doing, but you still choose to do it, you are moving away from that source.
Hmm. I was struck by an email that I got, and I remember on my journey almost 15 years ago that I got to interview Carolyn Mace. And she and I have had some of the most heated, ignited conversations during a time where she was literally redefining healing for people. And I got an email where what it said was, all things must come to an end. And it was her final salon that she was presenting. And again, a conversation on spiritual truths. And so why is this, and why has this come to you through the sacred fusion process? Because you have been through the fire. You have been through what it takes to heal. You have been through hearing what the message is and getting that message and channeling it. And then you are the one that stepped out and said, wait a minute, I need to do sacred fusion power. There's something in my life I need to do, and I need to show up and do it. And it's a powerful, powerful platform. So what is it about this particular topic where you said, I have got to talk about this?
Because it is the very core of the meaning of life and the meaning of each and everybody's life. For me, it came to me because of my experiences, and I had to, I mean, I'm still going through the fire. The fire doesn't end, really. It just takes you into a higher level. And it's really very difficult because it's a real struggle. And I was talking with Larry this morning about it, and, you know, he knew that we are going to talk in another segment about miracles. And he said, well, why did you use the word miracles? Because there are miracles happening all the time. I just think that we tend to talk ourselves out of it because we're expecting a miracle to be something huge, like parting the Red Sea or something. And we expect that miracle to come to us by just sitting at home and expecting somebody's going to knock on the door and our lives are going to totally change. But it doesn't work like that. And after I had had this transformational experience, I had to look at, why me? I mean, why did this happen to me? I'm just an ordinary woman. I mean, I don't have any special degrees that could put me in the front line for this. I'm not clergy. You know, I don't have that background, but I could look at my life this time around. And I could see how I'd lived it. And I must say, I had lived it in awareness. From being very small, I'd been quite aware. I didn't realize it at the time, but now on reflection, I had. And one of the things that I had always chosen was kindness. And so I felt today that this was something I needed to share, because why me? Why was I here to talk about this? And I feel so very strongly about it, that it's the only way, and it's such an important thing, and it doesn't just benefit us, others that were kind too, it benefits us. I mean, science has proven that that it affects our brain neurotransmitters. It releases endorphins. It releases a substance called substance P, mm-hmm. which helps with pain. It does a lot for us, and that is not a coincidence. You know, God, spirit is very, very brilliant. And so it's like, look, it's simple. Why are you making it so difficult? Because you do have to, it's not a one-time practice. I mean, it has to be something, as you said, that you incorporate in your life. And it has to be a kind of habit. And but you get a lot from it. Just like, I mean, I'm sure people who are listening get a lot from just giving somebody some money or buying somebody food when they're hungry. I mean, it feeds you. It's very, very uplifting. It brings love and joy to your heart at a very deep level. And it's not something you can get from other joyful things that you do. It's very, very deep, and it's transforming. And it actually elevates your energy, raises your vibration. And it's just a wonderful thing. And it's the way that we get something from it and mm-hmm. the world gets something from it, where each can begin to change the world for the better and make it a kinder place for all.
I want to talk about this when we come back from break for two reasons. One, I want to talk about the idea of miracles, because that's what we're walking into, we're going to talk about. But the spiritual truths and the one you just mentioned is kindness. And, you know, when we come back, let's talk about the choices we make about that. And what does this do to help us ignite our sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you? Because this is something I learned a long time ago. Can't remember when. I don't remember exactly when, but I know it was at a point in time, at one of the points in time in my life, where I was just really down and out, really at a low bottom place. And the word miracles came up. And when you are not really feeling the miracle theme and somebody brings it up, you want to wonder why. And I remember one of my mentors saying to me, if you ever wonder about miracles, study the biology of the human body. And I just looked at him like, I just looked at him like, I can't even write my name. What are you talking about?
Right.
And he said, study the miraculous system that we are given at birth.
Oh, yes.
Study the breath that you take and the miracle of how that breath can automatically adjust to an environment in earth. And he went on and on and on and on. And back then I didn't have a tape recorder, but I wish I could remember it. And he must have rattled off 100 miracles that is right within us.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to hit that up and talk about what is the opposite of miracle. Stay tuned to hear what that is. We'll be right back.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Great to have all of you tuning us in and turning us on. Felice Deanna is joining us here today in her show, and that is what we're talking about. We're really turning it up today when we talk about spiritual truths, especially as we walk into the holiday and we start to look at that. But what is it that's coming up about spiritual truth now? You know, what is it about our lifetimes and what we do and how we can do a check-in and a check-on and make a course correction if we need to? I've made many of them in my lifetime. Before we go on and we talk about what some people call the opposite of miracle thinking, how can people find out more about you? What's the best way for people to get a hold of you? All of the above.
Okay, so they can go to my website, atimeofhealing.com. There is a contact form in there. You can call me also on 520-576-3942, or you can come to my Facebook page, A Time of Healing, and message me.
Awesome. We were talking before we went to the break. We were talking a little bit about this idea of spiritual truth and what it is. But, you know, there are things that do get in the way of us believing. And I love the word believing. And, you know, whether some people associate that word with the spiritual or religious tradition or not, it is a word that I find to be of some of the highest vibration around. But there are some truths. There are some things that we have picked up and learned and have hung on to. And I think you're going to talk about sin next.
Yes. So my belief is that sin is a conscious act. So it's an act where you knowingly choose, it's a choice, you knowingly choose either by your words or by your actions to hurt somebody, some person, some animal, something that can suffer pain. You deliberately do it. You're destructive. And even though you know about it that you shouldn't do it, you still do it. That is a conscious choice of doing a negative thing, and that is sin. That is absolute sin. Now, there are consequences to it. I mean, I don't want to necessarily use the word punishment. I would rather use the word consequence, because there are consequences. When those consequences will come in for you, I don't really know, because sometimes we see it almost immediately when somebody does something. You know, you see the consequence immediately. Sometimes it's something that somebody knows about. It's not something that can be a legal thing can happen. And you see it could take a long time to come in. And sometimes you maybe don't get to see the consequence of it, but you will do. And I can tell you now, it will follow you through lifetimes. It will come back to you eventually, because it is this, if you put out negative, the negative will come back eventually, if not sooner.
And how does that relate to the idea of sin?
Well, it's a sin because it's you create during your lifetimes. You are using this God force energy to either do good with it or do negative things with it. And you have to balance yourself. You have to be balanced. You have to balance to become in alignment. You have to become balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I believe you have to get rid of, you earn your alignment. It's not free. You earn it, but it's not really earning it like going to work. It's actually earning it by becoming a better person, a mm-hmm. more inclusive person. That's how you earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't like to hear it, because people like to hear that everything is okay, you know, that you are forgiven, whatever you've done, past, present, future, you're going to be forgiven. Well, you have to work at that. You have to change. And that is why you need to work towards finding the authentic you, because the authentic you is the purest form of you.
And so what is the notion around sin of turning away from it? What does that mean?
Well, you know, we all get tempted, and we all, when we're conscious of it, I mean, for instance, like a baby isn't going to necessarily know that what it's doing is wrong at a certain mm-hmm. age.
Right, right.
But as we mature, and even young children, they know when things aren't right. They know if they do something, or they bite you, or they pinch you or something, and you scream out because it hurts you. They know that that's wrong.
Yeah, very effective, though, I will say. It does right? it does get your attention.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's something so smart about young kids, right,
yes.
children? Because we learn at a very young age that we have a desire and a need. Mm-hmm. And there are some things we will go to any length to make sure that we get those fulfilled.
Yes.
And something happens when we get older. We lose our sense of worthiness. We lose mm-hmm. our sense that we should even ask for a desire.
Right.
But on the other hand, some may step right out there and really hit the road running and say, yeah, I'm going to get your attention by being absolutely ridiculous in life.
Yes.
But the point is that, you know, you got to ask yourself the question, is this really the energy you want to carry forward? Because it has consequences, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does. It does. And also, is this just because you're getting everything that you desire, is this actually hurting other people for you to do this? People that are close to you, you know, your family members, am I hurting them? Am I taking something from them? And they're feeling pain from this. I mean, friends, it's anybody. I mean, it's like, do you cheat somebody out of money because you know that you've got a way to do something, they won't find out about it, and you can, it's just negative. It's negative, and there will be consequences to it. Mm-hmm. And it is a sin, whether people like it or not, because people seem to think the only sins are if you murder somebody, or, you know, I don't know what else they consider a sin, rape somebody maybe, but everything else is treated so lightly. And that is more of the average person's everyday life, are the little things that we do or we're tempted to do And I'm not saying that you're going to be a goody two shoes, because there are certain things. I mean, you might take a French fry off somebody's plate or something, you know, I mean, this is not a holier than thou attitude, but there are things that you really have to turn away from because they are just so negative.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Felice about this idea. And by the way, you know, for everyone out there, negative and negativity, just like positivity, these are subjective words. Mm-hmm. However, the energy that comes from them has now since been measured by science. You know, you look at what has happened in the study of vibration. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the energy that captivates you and carries you to the place of unexpectedness. You know, the place where you can go, where things happen that logic would say should not happen. Mm-hmm. Body that gets healed, money that gets deposited in your bank, the love of your life showing up after a narcissistic breakup, a radio show that you never thought would take you anywhere, but you dial a wrong phone number and boom.
Right, right.
We're going to talk about that when we come back and what the driver is to keep that door open for it to enter with Felice Deanna. We'll be right back.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with a Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Deanna, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Felice, thank you for this show. I want to make sure folks know that if they've missed any shows with A Time of Healing Radio with Felice Deanna, you could get those from her website. And also, you can book your own healing session with Felice. So why don't you give out that information for us?
Okay, so they can find me on my website. There is a contact form, atimeofhealing.com. Through Facebook, A Time of Healing, they can message me or call me 520-576-3942.
All right, so you know, we're going down and taking a closer look at what spiritual truths mean to you and how you present this in the way of igniting sacred fusion power. And so, you know, this next topic is one that when you say the word, right, people get it. You don't have to explain it, but it's part of what you're calling a spiritual truth. Tell us about it.
We're talking about miracles?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, the best way really to see miracles in your life is you're not going to see them unless you have to reflect. First step would be to reflect on your life. Because if you look back on your life, I'm sure you will all find that at some time, something's happened in your life that you know couldn't have happened without some outside source being involved in it in some way. Mm-hmm. You know, it just couldn't have happened. The thing is that we don't reflect enough. And so we don't, if we don't see those things, we're not aware to look for those things. And you can't just make it up. You can't say, well, this is a miracle or that's a miracle. I saw this number and that's a miracle. That is not the miracle. You will have no doubt, just like you, Dr. Pat, when you called that number. It's like, how did that happen to me? And you will know that there is another force. Once you see that, you have this belief and this faith and trust in it without it being a religious thing to you, you will start to see it more because it's at play all the time. And the more you work with this and you follow the spiritual truths, I really wanted to bring up a few, like kindness. I think it's absolutely important to kind of really live a happy, healthy life. And also to understand that there are consequences to doing, consciously doing negative things that hurt other people or living creatures without the awareness of... With the awareness of what you're doing, that is a sin. Knowing those and seeing, reflecting and seeing these little miracles, they don't have to be big, but you see them in small ways and you think, how did that happen? For instance, I had wanted to make a doctor's appointment and I called up and she said to me, there's no room for, he's got no space for 2 weeks. And then she says to me, oh, you've got one tomorrow. And I said, who made that? She said, I don't know. Well, I didn't make it. And I thought, how did that happen?
Uh-huh.
It's just those things to me, you see, I consider that a little miracle. And so what happened to me throughout my life, I reflected on my life. I was lucky enough to be a kind of person that reflected, and I saw how these things had happened in my life that there was no way anybody could have controlled them to make them happen. You know what I mean? Nobody was even aware of it. I mean, even to the way I met my husband. I mean, he couldn't deny it. Because it couldn't have happened. You know, he saw me when I was 15. He saw me across a room. I didn't even notice him.
Uh-huh.
He knew that, he said he knew, I'm going to marry that girl. Never saw him again for another 2 years. Didn't know who he was. I had moved house. One of the young women that lived in my apartments where I lived, I became friendly with her. We went out one evening together. We come outside this disco that we'd been to, and this car drives up, and this guy's driving. She knew him. It was Larry. He saw me, and he thought, oh, that's that girl. And that was it.
Wow.
That is what happened. I mean, and what's really interesting is that he met me just after the night he'd finished his A-levels at school.
Hmm.
And so you can't make it up. It's like, how did it happen? And I didn't realize what he thought. He never told me that at the time, that he knew he was going to marry me, till much later he told me. I knew instantly when I saw you I was going to marry you.
Huh.
And so it's these things that just happen, and it can be other kinds of things, but you know without doubt. And then I was fortunate enough, and I consider it, I don't use the word blessing lightly, but I do consider it to be a blessing, because it could have only come from the Creator, that I got to meet the Creator up close and personal. And even though I'd had this faith in a Creator, in a God, mm-hmm. all my life, I'd never actually touched it so closely. And it hadn't touched me so closely.
Oh.
As in that experience. And I really understood that there is no love like it. And it was from that that I started doing the healing work, because when I do the healing work, I have no doubt, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you have no doubt, it makes it stronger, because it can work with you, because you're open to it. And the more open you are, the better it is. And I was even speaking, you know, talk about miracles. I mean, we were saying in the break, our human body is such a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
When my husband had his stem cell transplant, I asked the transplant doctor, you know, how does this work? What happens when you give the stem cells back into the body? And he said, well, in your bone marrow, there are all these hooks. And these hooks know that the cells themselves know which hook they need to go on. So if you imagine these stem cells in your blood going into your body, and they're going into your bone marrow, and like clever little brilliant cells, brilliant little pieces of spirit that they are, they know exactly which hook to take. And I said to him, it's miraculous. And he said, isn't it just?
Hmm.
I mean, it is totally miraculous. And there's no real explanation for such a miracle. I mean, except that I know without a doubt that there is a Creator, a God, yeah. a Spirit. And it's watching everything. And it is love. But it is a teacher too.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, there are consequences to our actions.
Well, but you know, I mean, what we're talking about is spiritual truths today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to tie it back into a spiritual truth, we also have to tie it back in to what we believe or don't believe,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it that's going to carry us through the day
mm-hmm.
or not carry us through the day? And I find that, you know, we started the conversation and really looking at the balance of spiritual truth. You know, what is it? What are some of the spiritual truths that are out there that are not just about words you say, mm-hmm. but literally provide the guidepost, the pathway
yes.
to how
yes.
to live a life?
Yes.
And so when you talk about spiritual truths, what's the energy and the power in miracles? What do miracles or the idea of miracles carry?
Hope.
They carry hope. Mm. Exactly.
Yes.
And, you know, there's something to be said about faith, hope, and charity, right?
Yes.
I mean, that is an expression that I don't even know how long that thing is, how
yes.
old that is.
Yes.
But that's an expression that we use. And
yes.
life without hope, for a lot of people, it's almost hard to imagine the black hole.
Terrible.
The black hole, right? A life without hope is akin to the way people talk about the universe in a black hole. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what it is that you see, how you see it, and how you use in igniting sacred fusion power. Yes. Felice Dion, everybody, we'll be right back.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, that's a killer song, Benny. Oh, boy.
Yeah, throwback to the old 90s, you two days.
That is like one of the most powerful songs, like right up there. That is like, that's almost as good as Miss Rose singing Holy Moses last night. So, my gosh, right up there. Look, Felice Deanna, A Time of Healing Radio, ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you. Today, we're talking about spiritual truths. Before we kind of wrap this and pull it all together, again, let people know the best way they can get a hold of you and the best way they can work with you.
Okay, so they can come to my website, atimeofhealing.com. There's a contact form on there. You can call me at 520-576-3942. Or you can message me through my Facebook page, A Time of Healing.
Awesome. Okay. So we've talked about a number of different things here, right? We've talked about, you know, what are spiritual truths? How do they work in our lives? And what are some of the things that will bring these spiritual truths to reality and some of the things that will hold them back? And I want to ask you, when you look at this and when you're working with people, how do you bring it all together? What is this next thing that you do that enables people to have the revelation, to see the miracle?
Well, first of all, when somebody comes to see me, of course, we talk a little bit just to, I ask them, you know, to tell me what's going on in their life and really what's troubling them. And it's my hope and work to help them come out from that kind of darker place that they're in to a lighter place and to move forward in their life with more hope and actually live a life that is more rewarding to them and is more, because of that, is more rewarding energetically to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do when I'm actually doing the healing, when we talk, I will talk a little bit, then I'll do the healing work, and then we usually talk a little bit afterwards. And during the healing work, of course, I pray first. And for me, I pray directly to Source. It's not a religious prayer. It's to the Source. And I believe there's one Source for all people anyway. So I think religion is just circumstance, you know, whose family we've been born into. So when I'm doing the healing, I am bringing in this pure loving energy, this divine energy that I know is going to do what is absolutely the best for that person. It's not my will, if you like. It's my will for it to be the best, but it's not for me to decide what's the best mm-hmm. at that point, not during the healing. I allow the energy to come into the person. Once that healing work is over, we finish the session, we then talk, and the person will then sometimes usually become more open to discuss what is the truth of what's going on. And at that point, I don't really tell people what to do. I try to help them find the answer within themselves because I want them to start using that part of themselves to live their life. So it's a matter of, I want them to begin to change their old habits and patterns.
How do you use the spiritual truths that we've talked about today?
Okay. So yeah, if somebody would
talk about that,
okay.
Because that's super, that I think that's super important for people because, you know, there's part of the process and the reason you're talking about this is because it's part of sacred fusion.
Yes.
And so that, I mean, we're talking about literally walking through the steps by talking about the spiritual truths, but also by talking about the elements that you use in your healing modalities too. And that's important for folks to know.
Well, I use different forms of modality. I use the sacred fusion energy, which is what I received in the transformational meeting, the encounter. I also use my knowledge of massage therapy. I know the muscles, I know the tendons, I know the bones. I use healing work that I did, which is called pranic healing. I know the points for reflexology. I know a lot of things about energetic work, and I know some cranial sacral therapy, but I bind it all together with the sacred fusion energy, and I use my intuition and I use the chakras because I know from what people have told me, I know where they're really storing that energy, the negative energy that is bringing them down. But I also tell them, help them to find a pathway in life. And it's really not just up to the healing, because it is the healing, but you've got to do work yourself. So I tell them that one of the greatest things is to be kind and also to dedicate some time to a really good cause that really awakens the passion in you, that means a lot to you, whether it's with people, whether it's with animals, whatever it is. if it's a good cause, dedicate time to it. Because when you do something that you really love and means a lot to you, the energy that you're using and that you're putting out is love.
Mm.
And it's really, really powerful. And the more love you put out in the world, the better it is for everybody. Because we're all drawing from this one source of energy. So it's like what we put out, somebody else might put a load of crap out, but we might get a bit of that. And so the more we can keep ourselves on our own center, in our own energy field, you can still, of course, meet with other people, but stay close to your own energy. And you join something, you do something, you do it wholeheartedly. And one of the things is also to try and be the best person you can be when you, as you live your life. I think, for me anyway, it's very useful to take time to pray.
Mm.
Now, you can pray in your own way. For me, I don't pray. Sometimes I pray in a really humble position on my knees, or, you know, and sometimes that feels really good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And other times I just have conversations and I don't have to be anywhere. I mean, I could be driving my car and I could be having this conversation with the source, with God. For me, I call it God. And, you know, sometimes a miracle will happen and my answer will come.
Well, I mean, that's what we're talking about today. I mean, you know, and sort of to recap for everybody, you know, Feliciana taking us on the journey of spiritual truths, how they show up in life, what they do, you know, thinking about kindness in every moment of our life and the miracles that happen and, you know, looking at that source energy. Felice, thank you so much for today.
Thank you very much.
One last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Well, I'd like to say some words by Gandhi. And it is, the simplest acts of kindness are far more powerful than 1,000 heads bowing in prayer.
Mm.
So it's not against prayer, but it's just saying that prayer alone is not enough. We have to live it every day.
Mm.
It's not easy, but begin the journey, because you will be rewarded with a feeling of much more peace, of much more joy, and actually of hope.
Wow. Felice, thank you so very much.
Thank you
very
much.
Felice Deanna, everybody, give out your website one last time.
Yes, it's timeofhealing.com. And I wish everybody, whatever you celebrate, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is.
Yes.
Wonderful holidays to everybody, and really a healthy and peaceful new year.
That's it. 2020.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible year. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning us in and turning us on. We will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Deanna, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Make sure to tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and learn to open your heart and mind to your own unique sacred journey. As an enlightened mystic and healer, I heeded a call to service by sharing my gifts through my hands, intuition, words, and heart to help you, the listeners, get in touch with your deeper purpose and learn to unveil the authentic you. For more information on me, Felice Deanna, and my work, visit atimeofhealingradio.com.